This is Bhagavad Gita as it is by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Founder Acharya of ISKCON. This is Chapter 5, Text 6. Sannyasistu mahabaho dukkamaptum mayogataha yoga yukto manir brahma na chidena adhigacchati. Merely renouncing all activities, yet not engaging in the devotional service of the Lord, cannot make one happy. But a thoughtful person engaged in devotional service can achieve the Supreme without delay. So let us see what Srila Prabhupada says in his Tatpartya. There are two classes of sannyasis, or persons in the renounced order of life. The Mayavadi sannyasis are engaged in the study of Sankhya philosophy, whereas the Vaishnava sannyasis are engaged in the study of Bhagavatam philosophy. Which affords the proper commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. The Mayavadi sannyasis also study the Vedanta Sutras, but use their own commentary called Sharirakhasya, written by Shankaracharya. The students of the Bhagavad school are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, according to Pancharatriki regulations, and therefore the Vaishnava sannyasis have multiple engagements in the transcendental service of the Lord. This is the point that those who are engaged in the devotional service of Krishna have many, many transcendental engagements in the service of the Lord. Those activities are meant to please Krishna and glorify Krishna according to the instructions of Krishna's representatives, the bona fide spiritual masters. And the Mayavadis, they say that this world is false, and therefore they renounce Jagan Mithya, all activities. The world is false, activities are false, so they're simply studying Vedanta Sutra and they have no suitable engagement. They don't believe in the Lord, therefore they don't perform devotional service to the Lord. They simply read their books and speculate. The Vaishnava sannyasis have nothing to do with material activities, and yet they perform various activities in their devotional service to the Lord. But the Mayavadi sannyasis, engaged in the studies of Sankhya and Vedanta and speculation, cannot relish the transcendental service of the Lord. Because their studies become very tedious they sometimes become tired of Brahman speculation, and thus they take shelter of the Bhagavatam without proper understanding. Consequently, their study of the Srimad Bhagavatam becomes troublesome. Dry speculations and impersonal interpretations by artificial means are all useless for the Mayavadi sannyasis. The speculators are just talk, some theoretical philosophy, but they have no spiritual engagement in transcendental activities. They don't know what transcendental activities are. They think that on the real platform of transcendence, there's no activity. But this activities like the Leela of Krishna are something to do with the material energy. So even when they get tired of simply speculating and they read Bhagavatam, but when they read Bhagavatam, the activities of the Lord, they just continue with their speculations and make a mess. They're not engaged in devotional service. They're not qualified to understand the guna, karma, lila of Krishna. So they just misinterpret. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi bhasya shunile hoy sarvanasha. One should not hear from the Mayavadis. Mayavadi hoy Krishna aparadhi. They're all offenders to Krishna. Krishna is Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, we're meant to surrender to Krishna and serve Krishna. Especially by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. The Vaishnava sannyasis who are engaged in devotional service are happy in the discharge of their transcendental duties, and they have the guarantee of ultimate entrance into the kingdom of God. The Vaishnavas are engaged in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. They're engaged in hearing about Krishna. They're speaking about Krishna. They're thinking about Krishna. They're serving the lotus feet of Krishna, worshipping the deity. Offering prayers in praise of Krishna. Offering service to Krishna. becoming friendly to Krishna and surrendering everything to Krishna. But the Mayavadis, the non-devotees, refuse to serve the Lord. They say that this world is false, and they also say that Krishna's activities and qualities are false. For them, everything is false. Therefore, they're called Mayavadis. Their whole thing, everything is false. Everything is false except their nonsense philosophy. The Mayavadi sannyasis sometimes fall down from the path of self-realization. And again enter into material activities of a philanthropic and altruistic nature. Which are nothing but material engagements. Therefore, the conclusion is that those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness activities are better situated than the sannyasis engaged in simple speculation about what is Brahma and what is not Brahma, although they too come to Krishna consciousness after many births. The Mayavadis, because the Mayavadis have no proper understanding of the activities of devotional service, they cannot relish the activities of serving Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. And they say that this world is false. But then what do they do? No one can stop acting even for a moment. So even though they say this world is false, they engage again in false material activities. Imitating the materialists, they engage in mundane welfare activities. They promote missionary activities for mundane welfare work as if this were spiritual activity. And the public gives them lots of applause. You're so wonderful, you're so great, you're doing such work. But actually the fact is that they've fallen down from the path of spiritual realization. According to their philosophy, this material world is not the real world. Then why are they trying to make this a better world in which to live? The message of the Vedic knowledge is don't stay in this material world. Tamasi ma jyotirgama, don't stay in the darkness of this material world, go to the spiritual world. The Mayavadis have this philosophy and the Vaishnavas have the same philosophy, but the Mayavadis, having no knowledge of spiritual activities, fall down and engage in the material activities to make this a better world. This will This will never be a better world. It's certified in Bhagavad Gita as being the rotten world. Dukhalayam Ashashvatam, exactly. This is a miserable place. Anityam Asukham Lokam. And if we try to stamp out one misery, another misery will come someplace else. You treat my disease and I have starvation. You solve my starvation problem, I have a mental problem. You solve my mental problem, I have a financial problem. You solve my financial problem, I have a legal problem. You solve my legal problem, I get run over by a truck. Because Dukhalayam Ashashvatam, this is a miserable material world, and according to my past karma, whatever I'm destined to enjoy, I'll enjoy. Whatever I'm destined to suffer, I must suffer. Even the enjoyment is also not enjoyment. Therefore, the Vaishnavas are not engaged in trying to make this a better world, falling down like the Mayavadi sannyasis. They're broadcasting the message of Krishna, Maam Ekam Sharanam Braja, you surrender to me. Sarva Dharma and Paratyaja, Maam Ekam Sharanam Braja, you surrender to me and get out of this material world. Maam Upetya Punar Janma Dukhalayam Ashashvatam Naknavanti Mahatmanaha Sang Siddhim Paramam Gata. Those who have become Krishna conscious go back to Krishna, and after going back to Krishna, they never come to this material world again. And that solves all my problems. The mundane welfare workers are trying to solve this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem. They have so many committees, they have so many organizations, and they all die of their own problems. And the Vaishnavas, simply by chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in the service of Krishna, solve all problems in one stroke. You go back to Godhead and all of your problems are solved. Just like the son of a rich man who's loitering in the street, and sometimes he's sick, sometimes he's hungry, sometimes he's cold. So some kind man comes and gives him some medicine. Another kind man comes and gives him some food. Another kind man comes and gives him a blanket. They're all fools. What problem are you solving? If you are intelligent, you say, wait, you're the son of this rich man? You go back to your father, I'll take you there. Then you won't have a sickness problem, you won't have a cold problem, you won't have a food problem, you'll have no problem. Your father will see to everything. So the devotees of the war of Krishna are broadcasting this message. Don't try to have a better life in this material world. And don't try to give anyone else a better life in this material world. Rather, you should get out and you should help others get out. Even suppose America, I'm coming from the United States of America, such a rich country, such a great country. They have so much food, they have so many big hospitals. Big houses, so many cinema houses also, so many arrangements for sense gratification. Anything they want, they can get. And do you think that they're happy? No. They're also miserable. Because Dukalayama Shashvatam, they're also suffering in this miserable material world. They're fish out of water. You take the fish and you put him on Indian land or you put him on American land, you put him in a hut or you put him in a palace, he'll suffer. You have to put him in the water. Then he'll be happy. So the living entity is a servant of Krishna. He is meant to be situated at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is meant to be chanting Hare Krishna, hearing about Krishna, serving Krishna. Remembering Krishna. And when he does this, at once he's happy because he's in the spiritual atmosphere. And if he forgets this and tries to be happy by any other means, it will be a failure. He'll not be happy and he'll not be able to make others happy. So our real business is simply to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And along with the chanting of the holy name, there should be philosophy, there should be prasadam, there should be everything. This is not for the poor people. This is for everyone. Because everyone is poor. Anyone who's forgotten his relationship with Krishna is a poor beggar. He's suffering like a dog. He may be president, prime minister, whatever, big doctor, scientist, anything, but actually he's suffering like a dog.
He
Actually, we're dogs anyway. Dog means he has to have a master. But the materialists, those who forget Krishna, they're like dogs with no master. Street dogs. And the devotees of the Lord, they know, I have my master. The master will take care of my every necessity. I just have to serve my master and I'll get everything. Praharshayashyami sanata jivitam. When my master is there, then I'll always be happy. Vavantam evanu churan nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantara. When we're engaged in the service of Krishna, then our all material chinta anxieties will be finished, we'll be happily situated. Therefore, the message of the Hare Krishna movement, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the message of Srila Prabhupada is chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Nothing else will make us happy. This will make us happy. It's not a sentimental thing. We have so many books. So much philosophy. But if you don't want to take the trouble to read so many books, simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the medicine to free us from all maya, all illusion. Please take this chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Give it to others and be happy. This is the highest welfare work that one can do for oneself and the best that welfare work that one can do for others. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Apnader oshongkho dhonnobad.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Gaur Premanande.
Yeah, okay. So we're done. So kirtan kuru. Kirtan kuru.